Good morning. We're considering Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Beis Siman Hey. The Chayodim now discusses a scenario where a person did Hatmona, where it was also Hatmona, which was against the Halacha. So, what is the status of the food afterwards? So Chayodim continues and says, "Matman b'dabra hamoisav hevel." Person is matman from before Shabbos in something which is adds heat. If the person knew the halacha that it's usher, did it anyway, the food is going to be usher to use, like Rebbe Poskim. If, however, the person forgot the halacha or did not know the halacha, so we could argue that the person had no intent to do this against the halacha, that's called shogeg. He did the action intentionally, but was not aware that it's against the halacha. The karni special called tzarchoi. Avishu misame v'yavolo is mutter. So he's now going to differentiate in a scenario where it's shogeg. Did you benefit or not? If the food was already cooked from beforehand, called tzarchoi, even though this process allowed it to get a better taste, we mentioned this concept in halacha. There's a point where it's considered fully cooked. You'd be comfortable to serve it to guests. However, as it sits, it becomes even more tasty. Cholent Friday night can be quite edible, but many people feel that when it sits overnight, it tastes even better. That's called halacha misamech v'yafalo. So it's mavusha called tzarchoi. So, and your person is matmin, it's b'shoyking. The reality is, it didn't gain that much benefit because the food was cooked anyway, fully cooked. So it's misamech v'yafalo. That's not a reason to make it usher by shogeg. Avli miloy hayanigma kol b'shulay. Also, I feel a bit b'shogeg. I feel lacher man motzi Shabbos. That if it wasn't fully cooked, when the person started the hatmana, so the hatmana helped facilitate cooking. So it's hatmana be'isr facilitated cooking. So there's you're clearly benefiting from this hatmana which you did illegally. So we say, I'm sorry, you cannot benefit from that on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos to use, not only for oneself, but even for Acherim. The Piskei Mishabura here points out that the Mishabura is more makel, and it says if it was cooked, kamehel ben drusoy, so it has a halacha status of being cooked, that's considered edible, then b'diyavad b'shargeg, we're going to permit the food. Now the Chayyim then says a kula, and he says we don't pass on this on a regular basis. A person cannot rely on this regularly, but in the case of a b'di'evid, there is an opinion which says that this chashash of hatmona is only referring to a person as being matmin something for the tzarach of the laila. When a person is being matmin something for the need for the day for the following day, Chazal did not. Aser, what's the argument? Stirring up the coals and heating up the pot is not going to make that much of a difference if a person has to wait till the next day. So the pot starts out being 140 degrees Fahrenheit and you insulate it overnight. Or the pot starts out being 145 degrees Fahrenheit and you insulate it. Not a big difference. So the person's motivation to stir the pot is really not so significant, because what does it gain anyway if he's being matmen for the benefit of the following day? If, however, he wants to use it for that night, in that situation, the concern that he might forget himself and rake the coals is a real chashash, because there will be a direct benefit, a clear direct benefit. So that opinion says that a case where a person was matmen the tzarech hayom, it's not going to be yosser. And he says, we're semek on that for Bidi Evid, but however, only as a person cannot do this heter on a regular basis. It's really not the Iker Psak. Hatman is also whether one is doing it for night or for day. Chazal asked it across the board, but at least over here, in the Bidi Evid, a person has what to be Samachan, a person has what to rely on. Okay, Hashem, the next year we'll start the finish off the next few simonim here, which deal with different aspects of hatmona, still clarifying some more points about hatmona. Meanwhile, have a good day.